move forward.
Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the April 15th, 2021 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during this meeting. To prevent any feedback and background noise, we ask the commissioners, invited guests, and participating staffs to mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Brenda Clement from Housing Works, Rhode Island.
This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning, everyone. This is Nicole Clement. Pursuant to Executive Order 20-46, as extended by Executive Order 21-30, and as may be further amended or extended, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would now like to provide some guidance to our Board of Commissioners and Rhode Island Housing staff as they participate in this meeting. Chairman Resinas will preside. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking and mute your telephone when you are not speaking. And now I will turn it over to Chairman Resinas to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. And let me call this meeting to order, the April 2021 meeting of Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. Let's ask our Executive Director to conduct the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. I will now conduct a roll call of the Board of Commissioners and staff of Rhode Island Housing in attendance. Chairman Nicholas Ritsinas.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Steve McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Bernadette MacArthur.
Here.
Leslie McKnight.
Here.
Peter Pagonis. Clarabel Shavers.
Here.
Christine Hunsinger.
Here.
Ann Berman.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
Steve Richard.
Here.
I believe the acting director of the Department of Administration, James Thorson, has joined us.
I'm here, Carol. Peter.
Chairman, the roll call is complete.
Thank you, and we have a quorum. You have before you the minutes of our March meeting last month. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Marie.
I heard both an approval and a second in that conversation. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let me ask the General Counsel to conduct the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on March 18th, 2021, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritsinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I turn the meeting over to Kara, let me make a couple of comments on a bittersweet subject, which is the departure of our general counsel. Nicole and I joined the agency around the same time, and I got a chance to watch her grow and mature and become really an outstanding attorney. not just an outstanding Rhode Island housing attorney, but an outstanding attorney overall. She had a knack for understanding exactly where the bounds are of risk and where risk mitigation would be in order. She's recruited a fine team, but as good as the team is, we'll miss her. Nicole, thank you for all your contributions to the agency, and we hope our paths cross again sooner than later. With that, let me turn my, excuse me?
I said thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. With that, let me turn it over to our Executive Director, Carol Ventura, for her review of recent activities. Carol?
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, everyone. As you can see in my report, our single-family lending remains surprisingly strong, given the lack of inventory available for our traditional first-time home buyer. In March, we financed 160 homes with volume of $42.7 million. For the first time in many, many months, I'm happy to report a significant decrease in our single-family portfolio delinquency. Month over month, we're down 247 basis points in overall delinquency to 13.6% in March versus 16.1% in February. I believe that Leslie and her team will point to factors like federal income tax returns and stimulus payments to help borrowers become current, and also an increase in staffing in our loan servicing group of temporary staff to make counseling calls. In our development area, we've closed on our first workforce housing development. The project is the Parcel 6 site in Providence and will provide 62 apartments overall with 31 designated as workforce housing. Staff currently has 11 proposals under review for the second round of workforce housing funding that we recently put out. We hope to bring recommendations to the board in May. I'm happy to share that Georgiaville Village Green, one of our developments, has been awarded the GrowSmart Rhode Island Smart Growth Award for 2021. This development really is an excellent example of a terrific partnership between community leaders and housing developments. We know how often we can face community impediments to our developments, but in this case, this community embraced this development. We plan to have an event at the site in May or June this year. The Rent Relief RI website is up and accepting applications. As of the date of this report, we had received 794 applications, but I know that we've far exceeded that number now. In addition to Rent Relief RI funding, staff has provided a list of other rental resources in this report that we've made available to renters during the pandemic. Just a reminder that our spring home buying event will happen on April 27th. Please let us know if you're interested in attending. I'm happy to report that beginning in May, I mentioned Georgiaville, but beginning in May, we will be collaborating with our partners to conduct groundbreakings and ribbon cuttings again while observing social distancing. It's been a long time since we've been able to celebrate the start and completion of affordable development, so I'm very much looking forward to this, and I know our partners are. In March, President Biden announced his next legislative funding package, which is heavily focused on affordable housing. We look forward to receiving more details on this plan. Amy has provided a brief outline of what we've heard or read about the American Jobs Plan in this report. After years of hard work by many leaders in the Assembly and our community partners and our folks in the agency, the Source of Income Discrimination Bill cleared the House and Senate. There is going to be an event today at 11 o'clock where the bill will be signed by the governor, and we do have staff attending that event today. Lastly, we successfully brought a new issuance to market for the HOB program. This issuance will provide us with $125 million in funding for new mortgage loans. Like previous issuances, we again benefited from strong investor demand for this offering. So let me pause here, Chairman, and open it up for questions.
Great. Great report. Lots of good news. Congratulations. Let me open it up to questions or comments. No questions, no comments?
This is Kevin Orth. I just have one comment, and it's to thank you for including the summary activity in the rent relief program here. It was great to follow this along each month. I know it's a ton of work to respond to the group. And again, it's very helpful to have this summary update for us.
Great. Nice comment. Thank you.
I'd like to build on Kevin's comment, if I could, about rent relief RI, because obviously this is a very large quantity of money that needs to get out on a short time horizon. And I wondered if the agency has plans to do more regular public updates. Like, you know, I know that the treasurer and our team would be interested in seeing something on a weekly or every other week basis of, you know, just like a status report on applications received, funds out on the street, households served, but also recognizing that the main priority of the workload of the team should be actually getting the money out there. So I understand that's not feasible, but just wondering, in addition to these monthly reports, if you have any other public reporting plans.
Yes, we do. Chris, do you want to speak to Leanne's questions?
Sure. We are working with the Governor's Office, OMB, Office of Pandemic Recovery, and the legislature to come up with a format that we can provide data on a like twice monthly basis. So we think that twice monthly will be the better bet so that we can, you know, reconcile what's happened in one week into the next. So we think that that's probably the right frequency. What I can tell you now about the program and what I can tell you a few weeks from now is going to be greatly different, right? I can give you started applications and kind of requested dollar amounts, but we anticipate in a few weeks we will have more robust data to share with you on a regular basis, and we do anticipate putting a public-facing dashboard on our website once we are able to kind of get that technology working and coordinate between the system and our data warehouse and put it out there publicly so that the public can follow along too and understand where we are in completing applications and getting money out.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
I have a comment, Mr. Chairman. It's Jim Thorson. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of the Treasury announced the Homeowner Assistance Fund component of the American Rescue Plan Act, which allocates nearly $10 billion to states for relief for vulnerable homeowners. There is the purpose of the Housing Assistance Fund is to prevent mortgage delinquency, defaults, foreclosures, loss of utilities and home energy service, and displacement of homeowners experiencing financial hardships. The Homeownership Fund provides a minimum of $50 million in Rhode Island, which we get $50 million pursuant to an application. Note the funds request is in process by the Pandemic Recovery Office and will be signed by me tomorrow for our application to apply for the funds. So I wanted to let you know that because it's a significant development of $50 million for homeowners in need in.
Thank you, Director. This is Carol Ventura. We are, this is actually timely. We have a call this evening with our National Trade Association on this program and with also with Treasury folks. So we are on top of this and we are monitoring it. We understand how important it will be for homeowners in Rhode Island.
There's guidance published on the Treasury website if you're looking to prepare for your meeting this afternoon. This actually came out yesterday afternoon.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you for those comments. We've also been in contact with Senator Reed's office, who was really one of the architects of this program nationally. Make sure he's up to date, but any information would be good information. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, let's turn back to our agenda. Let's start with board action number 4, recommendation for transfer of physical assets. And we're going to ask Ann Berman to present that report.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning. This is Ann Berman. This request for action is an administrative action required under our general rules governing multifamily loan programs. This request is for approval of the transfer of a portion of the shareholder interest and the general partner of Meadowbrook Apartments Limited Partnership, excuse me, which is the owner of Meadowbrook Apartments. Meadowbrook consists of 47 units, originally developed as LIHTC housing in the late 1990s. The initial compliance period expired in 2012. Excuse me. Due to the retirement of one of the members of the general partner entity, the borrower has requested approval of this transfer. There'll be no change in the operations of the property as a result of the transfer. So Meadowbrook Apartments Limited Partnership, the owner of Meadowbrook Apartments, seeks approval of the transfer of 40% of the shareholder interest in the general partner property advisory group from John B. Bentz, trustee of the John B. Bentz Declaration of Trust, dated September 20th, 2000, and Carol Bentz to Robert R. Goudreau Jr., Declaration of Trust, dated October 30th, 1998, and the Scott Goudreau Revocable Trust, dated November 17th, 2005. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Well, first of all, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Kevin Orth.
Second?
Second. This is Steve.
Okay. Thank you. Again, are there any questions or discussion regarding this motion? The credit committee did not convene. Let me ask the chairman of the credit committee, any comment to make on this?
Only that this is a procedural matter, and staff confirmed that it complies with all the requirements. So, again, I would support it.
Great. Thank you. Let me ask our general counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the transfer of physical assets for Meadowbrook Apartments, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is the approval of an amendment to the Rhode Island Housing Administrative Plan. And I'm going to ask Clarabelle Chavers to present that report.
Good morning. Thank you, Chairman. So this request for action is for an amendment to our Rhode Island Housing Admin Plan. As part of the five-year PHA plan, we periodically revisit our policies spelled out in our administrative plan to ensure that we're in line with our mission and long-range goals. One of our goals in the PHA five-year plan is to maximize state, federal, and private funds to provide residents with a holistic system of support to address social determinants of health and housing. As a result, we applied and received funding for a foster youth initiative program. The initiative consists of a partnership with DCYF, who will provide the referrals, Foster Forward, who will provide the services, and Rhode Island Housing, who provides the subsidy for the families. However, this subsidy does expire after 36 months. Rhode Island Housing would like to protect these families and would like to amend our admin plan to include a preference for households who are at risk of instability as a result of an expiring subsidy. That way, our families who will have foster youth initiative vouchers can remain in the program and have long-term sustainability. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Anyone would like to make a motion to approve this?
I'll make a motion. This is Steve. Favorable action.
Thank you, Steve. Is there a second?
A second, Maria Berry.
Thank you, Maria. Any further discussion or any questions? That being said, let me ask our general counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the amendment to the Rhode Island Housing Administrative Plan, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Barry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we will recess the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners meeting and convene a meeting of the Section 8 Committee in order to consider the request to approve the PHA annual plan. Is there a motion to accept that plan?
Kevin Orth, so moved.
For a second?
Second. This is Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Any discussion or any comments? Hearing none, let me ask the general counsel to call the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recessing the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners meeting and convening a meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Section 8 Committee, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you. The motion passes.
Thank you. Let me ask Claribel to continue with your presentation.
Thank you, Chairman Rosinas. This is Claribel Shavers. This request for action is for the approval of our PHA annual plan. I want to note that we've made every effort to invite resident member of the Section 8 committee to participate in this meeting. As of this morning, we had not received a response. The annual PHA plan describes the mission of the agency and the agency's long-range goals and objectives for achieving our mission over a five-year period, and also our approach of how we manage our programs and how we provide services for the upcoming year. The PHA plan also serves as the annual update of any changes to the agency. We are looking to revise two of our PHA elements in this plan, which are related to the housing needs and strategy for addressing housing needs, and also related to policies that govern eligibility, selection, and admissions. The change that we're proposing is related to the change in the admin plan, which is an implementation of the Foster Youth Initiative and targeted resources to serve this vulnerable population. The tenant protection vouchers will be offered to the Foster Youth Initiative do expire after 36 months, as mentioned earlier. And as part of this change that we're proposing in the admin plan is to include a preference for these households for long-term sustainability. In addition to these changes, we also provide updates to the five-year goals that we've put into the five-year plan. I would like to highlight a few of these goals. One of the goals has to do with the continued collaboration with PHAs to create efficiencies. In addition to us continuing to serve as CWL administrator for the 18 PHAs, we also spearheaded a competitive bidding process with a cohort of 9 PHAs to improve the quality and value of the housing quality standard inspection process. A firm has been identified and PHAs are in process of contract execution. Another goal that update I'd like to highlight is the one related to promoting and using PBVs, project-based vouchers, to address homelessness, preserve affordable housing, and protect at-risk families and ensure full utilization of HCB funds. Happy to report that as a result of the RFP that was issued in 2018, we have reached our capacity for PBV contracts. 68% of our PBV contracts serve vulnerable populations with a history of homelessness or at risk of homelessness. The last goal that I'd like to highlight is the one relating to owner outreach to provide relevant landlord materials and promote participation. We're continuing to build from the housing stabilization work that we did in 2019. We worked very close with the marketing communications team to implement even more aggressive landlord recruitment efforts. We have dedicated landlord newsletter and webpage. We've held informational webinars. We now conduct pre-housing quality standard inspections and have increased our incentives as allowed under the COVID admin waivers to recruit and retain more landlords. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Claribel. Are there any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Liz Tanner. I just want to let you know I've been on for this entire section of the meeting.
Thank you, Liz. And again, further.
This is Kevin Orth. I'd just like to commend Claribel and your team and a number of these efforts and these goals, but one in particular is the owner outreach to landlords. I think that's particularly helpful, especially with the passage of the source of income legislation now.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Let me ask our general counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the Public Housing Authority annual plan, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote was unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. I now would request a motion to adjourn the Section 8 committee meeting and reconvene the Board of Commissioners meeting. Is there such a motion?
So moved, Maria Berry.
Been moved, and I heard a second there also, and a second also. Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, again, the General Counsel can take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning the Section 8 committee meeting and reconvening the Board of Commissioners meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
The Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners is back in session. There being no further business, I would ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting. Is there a motion?
Motion to adjourn. This is Steve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Let me ask the General Counsel to conduct a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rezinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us and participating in the meeting. The Board of Commissioners is now adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks,
take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.